Well, let's start with Smith. He has had one of the most up-and-down careers of anybody who's ever played in the league. He came in as the number one pick in the draft, a big surprise coming out of Utah. Most people thought Aaron Rodgers would go with the first pick. He didn't. Then he was considered a bust for his first 6 years in San Francisco while they ran through different coaches and were consistent losers. Jim Harbaugh showed up there, saved, according to Alex, saved his career, changed the offense, took advantage of his speed and his mobility, and all of a sudden the 49ers went 14-4, and then the next year were 6-2 with Alex at quarterback before he got hurt, and Colin Kaepernick took over, and we all know what happened there, and they ended up in the Super Bowl against who? The Baltimore Ravens. And Joe Flacco was playing for a contract. He had turned down a big offer the previous season and basically betting on himself and proceeded to have 12 touchdown passes and no interceptions in postseason, and the Ravens won the Super Bowl. And Joe became, at that point, the highest paid player in football. Now, you would say, how could Joe Flacco be the highest paid player in football? He's a very good quarterback, but he's not Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees or Tom Brady, certainly. But it's always next man up in terms of contracts for quarterbacks. That's why for a while last winter, Kirk Cousins was the highest paid player before Aaron Rodgers came up for his turn. One quick funny story about Flacco. The night of the draft in this past April, he was sitting with his old teammate Dennis Pitta when the Ravens' turn came to pick, and the second pick, last pick in the first round, as it turned out. And when they took Lamar Jackson, a quarterback, obviously, Joe was a little bit stunned. And a moment later, his phone rang, and it was John Harbaugh. And John Harbaugh said, "Hey, Joe, we got you a tight end," because they had taken a tight end with their first pick in the first round. And Joe said, "John, you're not calling me at midnight to tell me we drafted a tight end." And he knew his life had changed at that moment.
John, with Smith's injury and Flacco's demotion, what do you feel lies in store for each quarterback and each team moving forward?
Harder to predict for Alex Smith because we don't know how he's going to recover from this injury with the setback that he had that forced him to go back into the hospital. I wouldn't wish this kind of injury on someone I didn't like. I feel awful about it happening to someone who I do like as much as I like Alex Smith. I'm sure you've dealt with him, Dave. He's just one of the good guys that you'll meet in sports. And I don't know what Alex's future is. He's going to be 35 next year. We don't know if he'll have a chance to play. Washington certainly has to go out and find itself a young quarterback because Colt McCoy is also going to be 33 next year, coming off a broken leg, not as serious, obviously. I think Joe Flacco will be a starting quarterback somewhere other than Baltimore next year. He has one more guaranteed year left on his contract. I think the Ravens will look to trade him this offseason, much the same way the Chiefs look to trade Alex Smith. They'll try to get a starter and a second-round pick or something like that, which is what the Alex Smith trade was, a starter and a third-round pick. But I think his days in Baltimore are probably numbered, assuming that the Ravens are comfortable with Lamar Jackson going forward. He's the future.